Islands Progressive Party.
Hey, welcome, Wendy. It's good to see you. I know you're busy upstairs working.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. It's funny, we live in the same house and work in the same house and we don't see each other all day.
Well, you did make a nice little sandwich today, which I appreciated.
It was like a kind of breakfast brunch, avocado toast.
Yeah. Say, we had, we're kind of become Zoom people here, and we had a great time Sunday with both our families.
Yeah.
Our family here, our daughters here, and then also all of us in New York.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time. Everybody was Zooming. Recorded the first 30 seconds of it because literally it was hilarious. Everybody was trying to get on and had somebody like turning their screen all around so they were upside down, and somebody was yelling, could you hear me? Could you hear me? So it was pretty funny. But yeah. I think that's how all the beginning of the Zoom meetings are going these days. At least that's what it seems like.
Well, it's like it was a Saturday Night Live skit.
It was.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of likes on my Facebook page, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but I don't think
I've been out of the house since Saturday.
I don't know if I have either.
It could even be longer than that.
I haven't washed my hair, so we're not really promoting the fact that we're on Facebook Live.
I know.
Right?
My supervisor called me today, and I was on the phone with her, and she was asking me if I wanted to do virtual visits on the computer, and I said, why? And then I'd have to put makeup on and put the dog down off my lap. No, I'll just do telephone visits.
Well, we're doing Google Meets for the students, and I had a couple students on today, and it's just like, oh my gosh, this is like really hard. I look terrible. And they're like, what's going on and how you doing? And it's been a definite transition.
Yeah, it's been a transition. And I've had, I work in the infectious diseases clinic. So I have a lot of patients who are immunocompromised and they're inquiring about the hydroxychloroquine, if we could use that for prophylaxis medication to help prevent them from getting the COVID virus. But we don't have any, data yet, and it's not approved for that. So we're going to see how that goes.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. So, I feel like I've been in the house all the time. I'm teaching. I'm on Zoom. I'm doing all these things. Sunday, we have 7 o'clock, and it'll be played on AM 950, 2-hour
symposium.
Yeah, 2-hour delay.
What is the symposium called? Does it have a...
We are still here.
Oh, we are still here.
Or we're still here.
Okay, yeah. And it's Native American-based people from all over the United States will be on it. And it's very interesting, a lot of good information.
Yeah. And so it's on at 7 in Central Time, and we get about 10,000 people watching us on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And there's people like Chairman. We had the chairman of the tribe, Mashipe, that was disenrolled by the Trump administration, kind of, and hearing the story when it was happening, it was kind of like midnight and no one was awake and other things were happening, and they just slipped it in there and took their 300,000 acres. And now the tribe is no longer a tribe, a federally recognized tribe.
Well, I hope that they're going to fight back.
But we all need to fight back, and we all need to get off our pity potty and vote for Trump, because this stuff's just going to keep on.
Not vote for Trump.
Yeah, vote for Trump, vote for Biden. Mm-hmm. And this stuff's just going to keep on happening if we don't do that.
Yeah, well, I'm still seeing a lot of posts on Facebook that people are not going to vote. They're not voting for Biden, and that's it. And they give their reasons, and they don't care if Trump gets reelected again. I'll go get the cat.
Yeah. Hey, so right now we have Wendy, as you throw the cat out gently. We have Angelica Ellery, who works for the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, and we have her on, and she was on the symposium too. Welcome to Pilots Progressive Party, Angelica.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm super proud and happy to be here.
Right on, and super proud of you. You were on the, what did you think of the symposium this last Sunday?
I thought it was very real, and I was kind of heartbroken with the news that I had heard, that, one of our tribal leaders was losing, losing his land, and the people that fought so hard to be recognized are not going to be recognized by the government. And so I think it's just really heartbreaking, and I think we're all just struggling right now, and I think, like you said, we do need to stick together, and because if it can happen to one tribe, it can happen to any one of us, and I think it's important for us to come together in community and have each other's backs and understand that we're in this together, and it's not one person stands alone. So that's just what I thought about it, and I was really honored to be on the call with all of the other great, you know, Native people that are doing amazing work, and I was really, really grateful to be on that call.
Well, we were awesome. It was awesome to have you, and it was good to see your perspective on things too, because I think a lot of us older people have, you know, we might complain a lot, but I think younger people are looking for solutions rather than complaining. So it's good to see your perspective of what's going on too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm super happy to be on the show. And hi, Wendy. It's nice to hear your voice. I hope you're doing good.
She's wrangling the cat right now, but she'll be right back. The cat got a little loud with us here, so it's hard when you're on live radio and the cat's like yelling at you. You know, I think they did it on purpose. But hey, Angelica, tell us what you do, and I think matter of fact, I know what you do, and and your friends and people and your mother, what you guys do for the community. Can you just give a shout out of what you do? And also how we can spread out what services are out there, especially with this virus going on and all these people are stuck in their home.
Yes. Yes. So my name is Angelica Allery. I am the membership and outreach coordinator at the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition. So that is where I work currently. And so we're a statewide tribal coalition in Minnesota. We're made up of sexual assault and domestic violence programs from around the state. And so what we do is we bring awareness and trainings to advocates working with survivors of violence. And we also work with other programs around the country working to end sexual assault, domestic violence, and issues on trafficking. Our goal, our whole goal for MUSAC is that through unity, we will strengthen our voices and build resources to create awareness and eliminate sexual violence against Native women and children. But recently more, we've been wanting to be more inclusive with not just, you know, understanding that not just women and children are affected by sexual violence and domestic violence, that it can be men and also elders, babies, and our Two-Spirit and LGBTQ folks. And so I think it's really important to realize that not just a certain group is affected by you know, sexual violence and domestic violence. And so we offer 40-hour sexual assault trainings. We do public awareness, workshops on public awareness, historical trauma, sexual violence in Indian country, and also engaging men and Native boys in our work and how they can also be a support system. And right now it's actually Sexual Assault Awareness Month. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and usually during this month, our programs from around the states and around the country would be fundraising to provide extra income for either services programs in our communities. But right now, since we are kind of trapped in our homes and we're trying to find funding for other programs, because a lot of issues we're seeing is housing. There's not enough housing for people. There's not enough resources, and food is scarce. And also, cellular devices, not everybody is able to access those you know, the things we might take for granted. And I think it's really important to realize that we're not alone, and there are people who don't get the extra help that we have here at home. And so with that, our job, MUSAC, we are doing a weekly Wednesday webinars to our members and also our followers on Facebook. We're streaming it live, and today was our second week, actually. It was from 2 to 3:30, and it's on Wednesdays. Last week, it was healing through our earth relatives, and what we talked about was how to heal through stones and how to kind of reconnect to our to our earth, Mother Earth, and how we can bring our energy back and centered and not, and it's just a really helpful resource for anyone who's kind of struggling, you know, advocates, anybody at home who's just needs that extra support and guidance. And this week, actually, we talked about, and you were on, I was really grateful to hear your perspective and all of the beautiful things and that you had said about what is your role in masculinity in addressing gender-based violence. And so that is a discussion we had on our Facebook page, the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition. Anybody can look up our name on Facebook and can like it, and we will stream like resources and videos and webinars and to help engage our Native communities and other communities who want to ally and partner and to help us just be strong and resilient, and especially with this COVID stuff going around. And since our shelter-in-place order was extended until May 4th, it's really good to remember that our victim service providers are still essential workers. So those would be advocates working in our victim service programs to help provide support to those at home who are unfortunately not able to escape their abuser. And not everybody is safe at home, especially our children who may not have, may live in abusive homes. It's good to remember that, that, you know, we're not alone, and there is also other services to help, you know, you get people get through this. I do have a number. It's a crisis line. And so for those who are listening who do need extra support, it's the Strong Hearts Native Helpline, and their crisis line is 1-844-762-8483. Again, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline crisis line. And this is this crisis line can link you to all your tribal programs around the country. So if you call this line and, you know, you tell them, explain your situation, tell them, you know, where you're at, they can help locate a program nearest you to help get that service. So again, that number is 1-844-762-8483. And the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition, we are not a, we do not provide direct service, but we can direct you to any services that you possibly need. I am the membership and outreach coordinator, so I'd be able to be happy, more than willing to help anybody who is in need and needs support or any guidance. And yeah, and our toll-free number is 877-995-4800. Again, our toll-free number is 877-995-4800. And yeah, so that's just my little spiel about what I do and our important work. And I think it's important to remember that we're not alone, and there's people out there that can help in any way, and we want to help in any way we can. And we just want to build our nations back up, and we want to remember what it was like pre-contact, and, you know, remembering our traditions and our values and what it is to be Native people.
Well, thank you so much. Wendy's back, and thank you so much for being on Pilots Progressive Party. I'm really, and I know you're proud of me, but I'm more proud of you, Angelica, the person that you've really become and are growing into. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Angelica.
Thank you, Wendy. Oh, thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice, and I'm so glad you guys are doing the work you do, and I can't imagine what it's like working in the medical field right now. That must be really crazy.
But it is crazy. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Imagine cyber criminals waiting outside your network, probing for weaknesses. What if you're next? Well, what if you had a team of experts to navigate you through these what-if waters? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rymark with a unique offer, a free network security assessment. We'll uncover the hidden threats to your business and provide you with a map to peace of mind. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RymarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment and stop drowning in what-ifs.
Hi, this is Paul Mesa inviting you to listen to a great new uplifting episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour with one of the greatest musicians in Minneapolis. We featured the great Molly Mayer, guitar player, singer, songwriter, all-around wonderful lady that's got a new record out called Follow. We're going to play four tracks off that and then talk about Molly's view of the world, art, and all things in between. Wall of Power Radio Hour this Saturday at 6 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Finding the right lawyer is incredibly stressful. It can be tough to know even where to start. Don't just run an internet search for an attorney. Start with the Minnesota Lawyer Referral and Information Service, an enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They'll connect you with over 200 thoroughly vetted, qualified attorneys practicing in over 50 areas of law. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
Minnesota is the home of heroes. Dock and Lift in Spring Park recognizes all of our local military members. A world of thanks to those who serve and their families for securing peace and prosperity for our country. Freedom rings because of your great sacrifice. Brave hearts who continue to lay down their own lives to protect and defend ours. Dock and Lift in Spring Park. We love our freedom, so we support our troops. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
What a hypnosis is. What is it? Because I'd really like to know. What is it?
Welcome back to Pilot's Progressive Party. Yeah, welcome back, Wendy. Those 3-minute commercials really go fast when we're trying to do something right. Hello.
Time is all a perception.
That's right. Wow, that went quick. Hey, you know, again, we become Zoom people. I'm going to try and figure out how we can FaceTime people in New York and play some Yahtzee and do things while we're being quarantined. And I see a lot of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, you'll have to teach me how to play Yahtzee. I've never played Yahtzee before in my life.
Oh, you New Yorkers. Oh, my gosh. Hey, well, speaking of Zoom, and we talked a little bit about the symposium Sunday, and AM 950 is going to do a 2-hour delay of it over the radio, which is really exciting. And we get around 10,000 people on there. And one of the people that is on the symposium is on the phone right now. And that's Barry Hand. Welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party, Barry.
he just didn't want to stay on. It was just too much for him.
There's a lot going on.
Well, that's okay.
I'll try getting him right back.
Yeah.
There he goes. They'll get him right back on the line. But working from home has been, you know, we've really all have changed our lives dramatically. And some people are really enjoying this staying at home and being at home. And others, it's really driving them crazy. I'm introverted. I've, you know, besides the economy going into the crapper and people getting sick and dying, which is terrible. If that wasn't the case, I kind of like this. Like, I kind of like working from home. I kind of like being home with the animals and you.
Yeah, I said, wow, we're getting along so well. How are we getting along so well?
We don't see each other during the day. Well,
no, you said that I'm staying out of your way. That's an exact quote. So, yeah, I'm staying out of Wendy's way, and that's how we remain married. Awesome. So it looks like we got Barry back on. Welcome, Barry Hand, on Pilot's Progressive Party.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. Thank you for spending some time. We were just talking a little bit before you got on about the symposium we do on Sunday, and all the information that's going out there in Indian land. And AM 950 is going to be doing a two-hour delay of it, and they're going to play it on the radio. So it's going to be very interesting and send it out to our allies to all over Turtle Island.
Nice.
Yeah. So, what's your feeling? How are you feeling the symposium's been going?
I think it's been going good. You have a good mix of people. I feel that it's a really good, discourse going on as far as discussing ideas. Everybody's cooped up. Everybody's got a lot on their mind. And so it's kind of nice to maybe sit around and talk with some folks and kind of dream a little bit in hard times and think about what could be. And on top of that, we're also dealing with some pretty heavy issues in Indian country. And the attack on the Mashpee Wampanoag people is one of the things that has happened since the COVID crisis. And we were lucky enough to have their chairperson, Cedric Cromwell, on. And he explained kind of where they're community is coming from and how betrayed and hurt they feel. And so it's really good to hear what he had to say. And the other panelists, there's some really high quality panelists on there, and we really chop up some ideas.
Yeah, and I really appreciate what you have to say too, Barry. It brings us back, and that there is a gap between I guess Clyde Belcourt kind of talks about the gaming people and the not legitimate people, but the people that are doing work behind the scenes. You know, the traditional people. That's what I meant to say.
Well, there's a big gap. Gaming has created some have and some have nots. I will say that the haves are very small. There's the stereotype that First Nations people are all well off and we all sit around and collect checks all day, and that couldn't be further from the truth. And you know, some of our relatives are prospering from gaming, and hats off to them and to you know, their enterprises. But that's not everywhere in Indian country. Indian country is really big and vast, and you could put a casino up, and if you don't get any traffic through that area, it's not going to make any money. And so there's a lot of other pressing issues in Indian country other than gaming. However, I do feel that our Mashpee Wampanoag relatives, this clearly was an attack on their gaming enterprise by other gaming interests. And there has been times in the past where the president, before he was president, has attacked the Eastern tribes for their gaming interests because he couldn't succeed in Atlantic City, and the tribes were they're succeeding in the Northeast. And so clearly this is an attack, and I'd like to say I'd like it to be investigated, but we know that's not going to happen right now.
That's right. Hey, so great words, as always. So as an educator, you're a teacher, and you guys are on break right now too, just like all us other teachers. How is that transition going for you?
The transition has been a challenging one. There's a lot of, you know, the parents who are at home, a lot of them are trying to work from home and teach their kids. The kids' attendance has been an issue. Technology has been an issue in the sense of making sure that the kids and the staff are proficient at the technology and understanding distance learning. Even when everybody has the technology and has the proficiency, the next thing to go is the internet. It speeds up and slows down, and I think everybody's going through that. And so it's definitely showing some weaknesses in our internet infrastructure. And so there's a lot of challenges there. I think that it gives the kids something to do. It gives them some normalcy. But I think there's going to be such a lack of uniformity that there could be some room for some inequities. You know, if you have certain classes, certain grades, certain teachers expecting more, expecting less, expectations are all across the map, office hours are all across the map, and maybe that's a good thing. maybe it teaches us to think outside of our normal box that we're in. But it definitely has been a challenge.
Yeah, I know. You can tell, at least on Schoology, what time people are checking in and checking on their work. And it's just like, wow, I'm sleeping during these times.
I'm not grading papers at 2 a.m.
Say that again.
I'm not going to check to see if you turn your paper in at 2 a.m.
Exactly.
A lot of the kids are staying up late. A lot of them are sleeping late. And so I know I have, for myself, at 9 o'clock, I have, a meet and greet where we all get together on Google Meet and have our meetings. And the afternoon meetings are more highly attended. But 9 a.m., I think, is a reasonable hour for a student or a staff to be at work or to be in school. But most of them are still awake, still asleep.
So you're teaching language Google Greet, right?
Yeah, I'm doing language, social studies, and history, and then we're using Google Meet. It's on the Google Suites Classroom Suite platform there. It's pretty good. I like it better than Zoom. There seems to be a whole lot of less problems. The only people who can access it are the people who in your classroom. And so whereas Zoom is kind of the wild, wild west with the internet. And so I like that platform for Google Meet versus the Zoom platform or Skype.
Well, we had to learn on Google Meet, do not call it a meeting or you will be hacked into. People are getting hacked in on Google Meet too. It was really interesting, but now you have to.
Wow, I haven't heard that yet.
Call it a different name, like mine's VidPi Tech Ed or something. I just make it and then I just copy and paste the.
Barry, I have a question for you. I was just talking to someone earlier today, and her husband is also a teacher who's teaching online. He's in a different school district. And she has two kids at home. And she was saying that a couple of the teachers are really kind of hard on the kids and expect a lot and are, emailing them and saying, well, if you can't get your internet up or you're having difficulties, that's not my problem. And we were just talking about it today, saying, these kids are going through so much already. Why, cause them more stress? And this should be a time where they should be given, work to do that inspires their minds and their souls and kind of puts them at ease. What is your thought about teachers who are really hard on these kids?
Yeah, I think that's a ridiculous expectation. It's really showing some folks in the teaching profession that maybe should find another profession. I have friends and relatives that teach in St. Paul Public Schools, Minneapolis Public Schools, District 622, and we all have these stories of teachers having ridiculous expectations. They're trying to turn these kids into Rhodes Scholars, I don't understand where this is placed, but I don't think it's placed. I don't think it comes from a place of good intentions. I think it comes from a spiteful, angry place, and I don't understand that. I know for my own classes, I do not have, I'm not, if they're turning stuff in late, I'm not penalizing them. I'm not taking off points. I think people need to realize that as adults, we're afraid, and these kids internalize this stuff. And so they're going through a lot, even if they seem like they're not, because children are pretty resilient, believe it or not, but they're internalizing things. So the last thing we need to do is to be unreasonable. And I think, I think a lot of these teachers who are going that route, and they're definitely the minority, I would say, but they're there. They're not part of the solution. Right now they're making the problem worse. And it'd be nice if their administrators or the oversight would say, hey, settle down, buddy. We're going to get through this year together one way or another. And if little Jimmy or Janie is behind a week, but he or she gets all her, or they get all their things in, then let's call it a day, you know, and let's call it a success.
Exactly.
So I've heard the same things, and I don't know at my school if I've seen anyone do that, but I have heard in other places that there's a few teachers that are really taking advantage.
Yeah. It just seems unfortunate, but my friend there is going to be talking to the principal about it. So
yeah,
I think the parents have to kind of step up and kind of protect the kids. So,
well, Barry, listen, yeah, I know you're a busy person, and I just wanted to touch base with you. And I know Hutch always asks about you because basically you're the person that got him elected. So that's a long story.
No way. He had to file the paperwork, and he had to make the choice, and he made the choice, and he stepped up and he said, you know, I'm not going to deal with this crazy sheriff that's an Indian fighter. It isn't right. And he stepped up to the plate. He was an underdog, and he ballparked it, and we all need to get behind our sheriff.
That's right. Well, thank you for spending some time with us on Pilots Progressive Party, and we'll be talking to you soon, and we'll see you definitely on the symposium on Sunday.
I look forward to it. Best health and wishes to you and Wendy.
Thank you, Peeny Geegee. Hey, you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and that was Barry Hand, and we're going to be right back after this short break.
There are so many times in life when it's important to have a plan. I'm attorney Rachel Schroman, and I can tell you from experience that so much pain can be prevented with an estate plan or an arrangement for long-term care costs. I work with families with many different dynamics and budgets, and my goal is always to give them peace of mind while helping them protect their legacy. Learn more about me at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, philosophy and the superhero.
Aren't superhero comics just the perfect vehicle for philosophical thinking?
Maybe, if you like simple stories about good and evil.
No, but they also make us think about other philosophical questions, like the nature of space and time.
Holy metaphysics, Batman!
Philosophy and the superhero. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
If you're looking to save money on your home or building improvement project, check out Better Futures Minnesota's reuse retail warehouse in South Minneapolis. We carry salvaged building materials such as cabinetry, flooring, plumbing fixtures, appliances, lighting, and more, saving you money and saving the planet by keeping these items out of the landfill, by giving them another life. Selections change daily, and we also take donations. Go to betterfuturesminnesota.com and look under Reuse Warehouse to learn more. Let us know AM 950 sent you.
Hey, this is Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and all-around swell fellow, says me, from bradblog.com. Join me and Desi Doyen weeknights on AM 950 at 7 p.m. for the Bradcast. 1 hour of interviews, analysis, news, and snark that you need but won't get from the corporate media. Join me for the Bradcast, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m. with a low around 22. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 42 and a low of 25. Friday, sunny with a high of 48 and a low of 35. While Saturday will be sunny with a high of 60 and a low of 36. with the state having closed bars and restaurants for dining in. It's especially important that you support our Eat Local Minnesota restaurants, featuring high-quality local foods, unique dishes, vegetarian options, and so much more. These restaurants are locally owned, so the money you spend stays local. Find all the restaurants offering takeout at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Pilot's Progressive Party. Yes, welcome back, Wendy. Thank you for the enunciation lessons during the break. It's always appreciative.
Oh, geez.
Wasn't Barry awesome?
Barry's always awesome.
We should tell the story sometime, but just a quick thing. He was on our other show, which is on 1 to 3 on
Saturday.
On Saturdays, Native Roots Radio. And about, I don't know, was it a year ago? He said, "Why? How can one of the most progressive counties in the United States have this Indian fighter as a sheriff?" And boy, that started the ball rolling.
And Dave Hutch is the sheriff of Hennepin County.
Yeah. So yeah, it takes a village. And I know a lot of people out there came around to support him, and he won by what, 2,300 votes? Mm-hmm. That was crazy. But hey, Wendy, we got another guest. We have two guests on. Laura Nile and Becky Backus, and what do they do, Wendy?
They are the COVID-19 Delivery Twin City Metro Minnesota team.
Yeah, and they're part of it. I want to welcome you to Pilot's Progressive Party, you two. I think you're both on, huh?
We are. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, thank you. So I want you to tell our audience what you guys do, and then we got a couple more questions.
Yeah, so Rebecca and myself are just regular citizens, and about a month ago, when kind of COVID-19 really started to take hold in the Twin Cities, herself and I and partnered with another person, and we started a Facebook group called COVID-19 Delivery Twin Cities Metro. And we just started adding people who were immunocompromised, elderly, and self-quarantining and needed help getting their groceries delivered. That just spiraled into about 6,000 people joining, and we broke it up into 24 different subgroups. And since then, the need of not just people posting that they need help with delivery, but people who actually need the items donated to them, that has just absolutely exploded.
Yeah. Can you tell that is beautiful? I just was looking at Wendy, my wife here, her eyes just popped out of her head when you said 6,000 people.
Yeah.
Can you tell our audience how this works?
So how it works is there's a main page, and you join that, and that's where we have about 4,000 of our followers. And from there, you look at the 24 subgroups, which cover the 7 county metro area of the Twin Cities. And you select where you live or where you work or where you're willing to drive or where you live and want to post a need from. So they range from Isanti County, Carver County, and then some of the inner Twin Cities suburbs are broken up by group. So we have, St. Paul by itself, and we have Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, North Minneapolis, some of the northern suburbs up to Roger, even out to St. Bonnie and Maple Plain, down to Chaska and Shakopee, Prior Lake. So just across the metro. So you join the group of the location where you live or where you want to help. And if you are a person in need, you post what you need, whether it be a delivery of something very trivial, such as batteries and Gatorade is one that we got the other day, to maybe you're a family of 5 and you've lost your job and you need help with food this week. And so once you do your post, volunteers within that group will then reply to your need, and we will help you out.
Wow, that's amazing. So is it like a private message, or is it seen through, can everybody see the message? Or
yeah, so obviously the big thing for something like this and this kind of scope is that it takes a village. And so it is private, or excuse me, it is public. So someone says, I need diapers and wipes. So we had a Native woman a couple weeks ago who posted that she was really needing some food and some cat food for her cat, and just posted in her neighborhood area. And we were able to connect with her. People post, where do you live? I can meet you in 10 minutes. I can bring something over. And then we have admins who monitor each of these groups to make sure, number one, that all the needs are met. Number two, that kind of, you know, everything is that's being posted is stuff that we want representative on our page. And number three, to kind of check in with us as moderators to make sure that everything's going well. And then word just spreads and spreads. After we helped that lady, she reached back out and said, you know, I have a friend who's another Native in the community, and she has stage 4 cancer. She doesn't have a computer. I'm posting for her. This is what she needs. And within 27 minutes, a laundry list of items was fulfilled by multiple volunteers. And we just, that's just what we keep doing.
Wow. And where does all the items come from? Like,
they come from people, regular people. So the standard on the page is, and was and has been, that we're under the assumption that most people can purchase what they need at Target, and then someone would pick it up from Target for them, knowing it's already paid for, and then drop it off at their home. But we understand, as it's kept going, that there's a lot of people who can't purchase anything. And there's a lot of people who can't get to the food shelves. And there's a lot of people who can't get to all these wonderful free meals offered by the schools and the community. There's people who can't leave their home. And so when they post a need, the items that are being fulfilled are being given, donated, and paid for all by volunteers, everybody in the community.
So how could I help? Would I need to sign up and just be a helper, or could I help financially? Is there a way to do that, or is it pretty much the people that are in the community, the Facebook community, are the helpers?
Everybody's the helper. So really what you could do is join the group that you live in or are willing to be a part of, and just kind of keep your eyes peeled. When somebody posts a need, you can chime in and say, you know what? That's something I can do today. I can help you out. Or we have volunteers who go back through, you know, the month of worth of posts and check in with people again and say, have you had any more needs arise? Or have you been put in contact with certain places to have more sustainable and ongoing support than we can provide? People have made friendships through the page. People have kind of partnered with other people and just started checking in on them regularly since the one time they happened to donate diapers.
That's great.
We are not a nonprofit. We are just four basically strangers who had this idea and put it together. And we just wanted a platform. It's so easy to hop on Facebook and, you know, sell a sweater and buy a sweater. So why not be able to post that you need food and someone to be able to bring you food?
That's great. What is the Facebook page again? I want to... on
the Facebook page is COVID-19 Delivery and Twin Cities Metro.
Okay, that's what it is, the Facebook page. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, this is something that didn't take much effort, but it's taken a big effort community-wise, and this is just a beautiful thing. I think when we do, and whenever the time is, that things settle down, we can use this as a model to help everybody on a daily basis. We don't just need a virus to get us. And, you know, this is very, very impressive what you're doing.
It really is.
Well, and, you know, we've had multiple people reach out from other states and communities, Florida, even New Jersey, reach out and say, hey, we saw what you're doing. How can we do it? And so we've made a template that we share with those people to be able to set up the same thing. And then our goal is to keep this page alive and well and turn it into whatever it is, because now we have 6,000 people who may have never known that they needed each other in some way, shape, or form.
Awesome. Well, thank you for spending some time with us on Pilots Progressive Party. And, you know, just a big kudos for what you're doing and what you've done and how organic this has happened and how you're helping the community.
It's great. Yeah, I love it.
And hi, guys, this is Rebecca, and I just wanted to hop on and say thanks so much. And you hit it right on the head as far as organic, and that's exactly how this has grown. And we are so thankful to the community, how everyone is pulled together. It has been very heartwarming and touching, and I think perhaps I've shed more tears in this last month than I have in quite a while, and it's just been awesome.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for being on.
Yeah, excellent. We will spread the word, so fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party, and we'll be back right after this short break.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for 25 years. You'll not find someone who loves their job more than me. The process of painting your home could not be easier. Go to nickslavik.com, click on the button, paint my walls, or paint my cabinets. I'll personally be in contact with you to get an estimate, either in-home or a free virtual estimate. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. We're not like other contractors.
Hey, it's Brett from FYI Politics, and I want to thank you for listening to AM 950. The advertisers you hear are what allows us to stay on the airwaves, and unfortunately, some of them are going to be going through some tough times with the coronavirus. So support our advertisers in any way you can, whether that's ordering takeout food from one of our Eat Local Minnesota restaurants, purchasing gift cards, or just contacting them and telling them thanks for supporting AM 950. Even the littlest thing you can do can go a long way. Find a full list of our advertisers at am950radio.com, and thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Booksellers is still open. Now that we'll be home for a while, reading a book can be a great way to relax during these stressful times. And the friendly staff at Next Chapter Booksellers can help make recommendations for you or the book lover in your life. They have free home delivery within St. Paul for orders over $50 and free mail shipments within the U.S. for orders over $50. Open daily from 10 to 3. Call 651-225-8989 or visit nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hi, everyone. Matt McNeil here. Thanks for keeping your radio tuned to AM 950. This is a challenging time for everyone, including us here at the radio station. To make sure AM 950 keeps broadcasting, we need your help. Head over to AM 950 Radio and sign up to support AM 950 with however much you can. And Brett and I will personally be thanking listeners who contribute on our shows. Head over to am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com and declare, yes, I want to support AM 950. From everyone at AM 950 and from me personally, thank you very much. And thanks for listening to the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Are you scared to be in your home? Are you experiencing abuse in your relationship? There is help. Domestic and sexual violence programs remain open, and an advocate is standing by to support you and provide you with options. If you are experiencing abuse or violence, call Minnesota's statewide crisis hotline, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-223-1111. 1-866-223-1111 or text 612-399-9995. Text 612-399-9995. Be safe.
Welcome back, Wendy. Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's really awesome. I'm going to get on that page. It's the COVID-19 delivery, TC Metro Minnesota, and you could, join the group or the area that you're in, and then just post what you need if you need it, and people will bring it.
Or help,
yeah.
Right.
But there'll be something there for you, so it's great.
Yeah, I mean, like, just starting something up and having a great idea, mm-hmm. It's almost like, the social distance powwow, where people are putting clips up of people dancing, because there can't be any powwows because of the virus. And they have 150,000 people in that group now.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm going to, you know, when we get off the air, I'm going to get on the COVID-19 delivery TC Metro and just kind of take a look and see. I mean, if there's somebody in our area that needs something, we could just go get it and bring it. And we could just help somebody out who needs help.
You get me out of the house.
Get you out of the house. Yeah.
Definitely. So, you know, Angelica, you know, our first guest since she was in high school.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome to see how much of a warrior she's become.
And she's so articulate and she's so smart and she's doing such important work. It's sad to think that people are sequestered in their home with somebody who's mean to them or who's abusing them. It just makes my skin crawl and it makes me really sad to even think about it. You know, children who are defenseless and, you know, anybody who is in a difficult relationship like that, it's really sad. So there are resources. So everybody needs to reach out.
Yeah, definitely. And Barry Hand, he's just awesome. Barry just with his knowledge and what's going on. And
absolutely. Yeah, if you're a teacher out there, be kind. This is a time to be kind. It's not about your ego or what you're doing. It's about the kids. So
exactly.
And if you're a parent and you see your child struggling and being stressed out, stand up for your child and call the principal. This is not a time for teachers to be mean to kids.
Well, or I'm a great teacher. Look at how much I'm going to load on these kids to show how great a teacher is. And you know, for me, how difficult it was for me to do as an adult online course.
Yeah, it's very hard. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, everybody needs to be kind to each other.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we Zoomed with your New York family, my New York family. Was that fun or what?
It was
I still can't get over it.
I know.
We got to do it again.
Yeah, we definitely will. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's always good to feel connected and it's good to see everybody. Because, you know, we don't see everybody. So it's
fun. Well, that's what I like about Zoom, too, is that you can kind of see everybody's house. It's like I follow a lot of radio shows. And they use a lot of Zoom and I go, oh, look at that. Look at that.
Well, it was snowing on Easter Sunday. And my New York family was amazed because I brought the laptop out and showed them the snow coming down and they just really couldn't believe it. So it's good for them to check it out. I know.
But then did you see I posted a picture on Facebook 2 years ago of you snow blowing?
I know. Well, the snow was like 16 inches high and you had a bad leg. So I was out there shoveling.
Still do, but... I still have the shovel now.
I know.
I took a picture because I knew that would be the only time in our marriage and your lifetime that you snowblow.
And it's been the last since then.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years.
Exactly. Well, we're really blessed to be on AM 950, and I want to give AM 950 a shout out. Please go to their website and give what you can. I know whatever they're asking, $5 a month or whatever, it all helps. And, we're the progressive voice for Minnesota, and we have to stay on the air and be the voice of reason in a lot of sense.
And the reason why they're collecting money is because all of the restaurants and businesses that supported them, they lost their business. So we need to help everybody out.
Right. And we're having that issue too on Native Roots Radio, but that's a different show.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. And the community has rallied around AM 950 and that's awesome.
It is.
I like that word. Awesome.
I say that a lot too much.
Well, hey, another show. How do you rate this one?
Give it a 7.
Well, they were really good guests. I did about a 7, but I think the guests did a 10.
Oh, the guests are definitely a 10. You and I.
I got to get a different pair of pajama bottoms, maybe online or something.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, hey, thanks, Eric, for all you do. How was the show today?
Oh, it's a 10. Solid 10.
Yeah. We love Eric.
Thanks,
he's
Eric.
Positive.
He's our producer there at the studio.
Right. So
remember down the fort.
Right. So remember, go to AM950's website and donate with them. And let's keep the Progressive Voice of Minnesota on the air. You've been listening to Pilot's Progressive Party. See us on Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake on Saturday and Touch Base Sunday on the We're Still Here Native Symposium. And we'll see you.